Here's some intro music.
I don't do bad things, and I have no intention to hurt somebody. If I want to hurt him, I'm going to hit his quarterback, as I did throughout that game. Detroit's back, Detroit's back, Detroit's back, Detroit's back. Everybody yelling at Detroit's back, Detroit's back. City to city, with the heart of a lion. We go from end zone, and then from sideline to sideline. Yelling Detroit's back, Detroit's back, Detroit's back, Detroit's back. Everybody yelling at Detroit's back, Detroit's back. City to city, with the heart of a lion. We go from end zone.
Welcome, everyone, to week one of the TPS NFL update. Not just Detroit is back, not just the Lions are back, but we are back. I am E-Diddy-9-9, and with me this week is Darky Kennedy, straight from Canada.
Yep.
Welcome.
How's it going, guys?
Franchise. He has a lot to say.
Usually here?
Yeah.
Or am I a special person, too?
No, you're not special. You're a staple, a pillar of this league. You hold this league up. How about that?
I might be able to vibe with that.
All right. We got Nate, King Bowser.
Hola.
All right. Oh, whoa. Wait, was that McLean? That might have been McLean. John_McLean is here. And Tomater.
I'm not concussed.
Whatever.
It still sounds like he's in a tin can talking.
Get out of a tin can. How about that? Is that an option?
Are you
trying
your cell phone?
How about
says he's trying
a microphone? You're
says,
in college.
Says the guy who had a reputation for calling in from the road for like 3 years.
Wow,
that's kind of funny because I haven't been in this. This is my third year.
Right. Do the math.
Sorry, guy, but that was only for like 6 months.
Some of us work, Tomato. JOB. You ever heard of it?
Yeah, I've got one.
Oh, really? What do you do?
I'm the radio station's IT guy.
Ooh, you're a disc jockey.
You play all
no.
Intern.
No?
Did you just an intern, isn't it?
Did you just say he was a dick jockey?
Yes.
Well.
All right. So now let's get into some, what should we start with? What should we start with? A lot's happened the weekend. The NFL is fully underway. I mean, I guess we can go right into it, right? Detroit is back. Monday Night Football.
We're missing something.
What are we missing?
Show up this way. Come on.
WNBA Finals. You're right. WNBA Finals are going on. We should probably.
They are?
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah, WNBA Finals. Game one.
That's still a sport.
Phoenix and Chicago. Game two is tonight.
McLean.
ESPN.
McLean, you notice he's dodging the Michigan report.
What are you talking about? You want to get into Michigan? Well, we can get into Michigan. I mean,
no, we can't just skip the WNBA.
Sure, right. Chicago versus Phoenix.
Yeah.
Della Don.
Who won game one?
I don't know. I'm right on WNBA.com and I have no idea who won the game. All right, here we go. Phoenix 83, Chicago 62.
I still don't get the joke. Why do we talk about women's basketball?
Are you kidding me? Women,
seriously.
We're on the ground floor right now. This is going to be the next big thing.
Okay.
This we are
hockey.
We're blazing the trail for the next big thing in sports.
If you're talking about WNBA, you're definitely blazing something.
So, whoa. Are we going to start reporting like the lingerie league here soon?
Hey,
hell yeah.
Yeah, let's
the
do
LFL's
it.
The LFL's coming back? Okay.
All right.
I'm looking at the box score here.
All right.
And the Chicago Sky are 15-19 in the season. How are they in the finals?
Well, they're kind of a Cinderella story, you know?
There's only three teams.
Nobody saw them coming, right? Out of nowhere, boom, sky in your face.
They're going to get destroyed.
What do you mean?
Again.
What do you mean? No, this is their time. This is their moment. This is the part where they win it all.
Like Lady and the Tramp style.
Yeah. Like Lady and the Tramp. All right. Now what?
I get it.
Michigan report.
Michigan report. Oh man. All right. Let's get into this. I mean, Michigan played Notre Dame this weekend. It was the final matchup of this historic, most important rivalry in all of sports history, basically. Like, this is the rivalry that the whole world stops to watch. I mean, this from sea to shining sea, everyone is talking about Michigan, Notre Dame. Like even in Canada, they stop and Michigan, Notre Dame is on. I gotta watch. Isn't that true, Darkie?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is what people wait for every single year.
Kind of, sort of. That's either yay or nay.
It's an absolutely, I can't wait for Michigan and Notre Dame to play every year.
It's kind of in the air.
I've got my hangouts open too. So as we go through this, I'm going to read you out there in radio land some quotes.
So the whole world was watching as Michigan and Notre Dame are taking on for the final time. Like it's kind of a heartbreaking moment for the country, the world, just people in general. Like this is the last time you're going to be able to see this. And
let me know when game starts. Let me know when you get to the game start. Like the first message.
And man, Devin Gardner, he was ready. Like when he was warming up, like I have never seen somebody warm up and look so good in warm ups in my entire life. Like that was the best warm ups I have ever seen. Like I was scared for Notre Dame for what was going to happen. Right.
Baylor. Who is Baylor?
Yeah, that's true. Who is Baylor? You're right.
that was the first message. Okay, go ahead.
And then the game started and some stuff happened and all of a sudden.
Wait. And then here's the next message. Next.
And then all of a sudden, boom. Wait a minute. Where's our star freshman quarterback? Why isn't he on the field? That doesn't make any sense.
Next text. This isn't a real Michigan team. This is the second best Michigan team.
Wait a minute. Hold on. The game keeps playing. Wait a minute. Where's our other number one starting cornerback? Why is he not coming back from the locker room? What's going on here?
It sounds exciting.
Oh, then you get, come on. This is an outrage.
Then the best middle linebacker in all of college football gets injured. And all of a sudden, you're not playing Michigan. You're playing the backups to Michigan. And that is why Notre Dame somehow fluked to a 31-point win. Whatever.
31-0 win.
Wow, they got smashed.
Well, when you don't have anybody on your defense, when every single defensive player, highly recruited, number one defense in the nation, gets injured, what do you think is going to happen, right?
Yep.
Like, what if that happened in the Grey Cup where they lose all their best players to injury? What do you think would happen?
I want to get McLean's opinion on this. McLean?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I just found out this game happened.
What?
See, it wasn't that important, was it? You know how it's going on? All the constant whining and boo-hooing. I heard, this isn't really them playing. And then I kept hearing the song in my head, dee 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 dee. E. Diddy knows it well.
Wow.
Just cranks it up.
I mean, but you should be happy as a Michigan fan.
Why?
That's not going to happen again. You get to dodge them now.
What do you mean, dodge them? They're the ones who chickened out.
You don't have to take that beating anymore.
They're the ones who chickened out. We're the ones, six out of the last eight. You remember that? Remember
that?
Six out of the last eight? How about that? Huh?
I remember 30-point win.
Wow.
That's what I remember.
Wow. Wow.
Wow, that sounds like one of the games in the league this week.
This is the last time that Michigan will lose a game this decade. I'm calling it right now. Undefeated for the next 6 years. Just give them the next five national championships.
The world just heard you E. Diddy curse the Wolverines, and we thought you liked them.
Wow. Fake fan.
So that's the Michigan update. What happened to stupid Baylor? Oh, stupid Baylor.
Oh, Baylor. Yeah.
They suck, right?
It sounds like a 70-13 win.
Wow. So their defense is breaking.
Yeah. It looked like they were playing against Michigan.
Whoa. Wow. Well, hold on. I'm looking at the schedule here, and all this has come crashing to an end on October 4th at Texas. Right, Nate? Right? Done.
See, he's not going to co-sign for that team. That team is bad.
Right, McLean? November 8th against Oklahoma.
I am in no way against the Texas Longhorn. I am not.
They're terrible.
They are terrible this year. They are horrible.
This is all going to end September 12th at Buffalo.
What? We got North Texas on the schedule.
Let me see. Hold on. Texas Tech?
That's where it's going to end.
TCU? Texas Christian? No?
No.
All right. Wow. Well, if you have a weak schedule like this, I can see how you might think you're good. Like, I get it. Northwestern State? Who?
Don't sleep on Northwestern State.
Yeah.
They're a powerhouse.
They won their first game.
Wow.
Unlike Michigan.
Wow. All right. What else happened in the world of sports? Let's get to some NFL. What about this? Oh, my gosh.
Who drafted Ray Rice, by the way? What a wasted pick.
Oh, God.
Who did that? Who was responsible for that?
He's been involved.
Why did I draft a criminal?
Oh, yeah. That clown did.
I believe somebody said they were going to beat us all, pun intended.
Yes.
So is that true then, Canada? You're pro?
I had a strategy with Rice, actually. Look, when it comes to fantasy value, you can't count how many women they hit.
Really?
You gotta win.
That's a risk factor.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that is a very high risk because he's known to hit at least one. So, you know, one might lead to two, might lead to three, and then all of a sudden he's out for the season. Suspended.
Oh, you're talking about touchdowns?
I'm talking about
beating. That guy gets touchdowns.
Beatdowns.
He didn't get any touchdowns last year.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, that was before you knew that he punched people in the face, especially women.
He's a good running back.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
I drafted my team while I was moving my friend in. I was,
great running back, terrible bellhop.
Yeah. If you ever see him in an elevator, just run. Okay, so.
Oh, well,
tell me,
I dropped him.
Let's talk about, Dallas. What is wrong with Dallas? They look
Tony Romo
terrible.
Really good.
He's bad, right?
Yeah. He's still bad.
He's still Tony Romo.
They started looking a lot better after all the rust got out.
You think
so? Just an 11-point loss.
What do you mean 11-point loss?
It's not the end of the world.
It is the end of the world. They need
to
trade
Romo.
They
shut down the 49ers in the second half.
Yeah. Murray came to life after his fumble.
The 49ers shut themselves down.
It was
like
a fluke.
This is Dallas. Psh, we got this. They gave us a free 21 points.
Exactly.
They did.
We're done.
The 49ers didn't do anything. They sucked.
What do you mean?
Vernon Davis scored two touchdowns.
Yeah, Vernon Davis was on fire.
The Niners needed free points in order to even win. They needed them.
I'm going to tell you this. Edidi is really upset with the Dallas Cowboys because he had his hopes set on a Dallas Cowboy in fantasy football.
Absolutely. Like, Tony Romo is the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Three interceptions.
I
got Romo'd and I don't even have Romo.
Yeah, I was going to say it might have kept you from being Romo'd. Yeah. Almost got Appalachian stated.
Wow.
But we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, in a minute. Alright, so Dallas is terrible.
This is going to be their only loss of the decade.
Whoa! Hey, I got to call that so they never win again. Okay, so Dallas is never going to lose anymore. What about the Eagles? How'd the Eagles do?
Is Nick Foles the second coming of Tony Romo?
I think so.
He's starting to look like it.
Yeah, he is.
I'm almost to, you know, where they, hey, bring in that clown that they had over there on the other team, you know?
So he's going to be winner guy?
Yeah, he's going to be winner guy. He's going to be an idiot. God! But they came back from a 17-point deficit to win, so.
Well, that's good.
They played Jacksonville. Come on. Can you even call that a comeback?
Don't sleep on Jacksonville.
Yeah,
Jacksonville's good. They have Denard Robinson and Chad Henne, two ex-Michigan quarterbacks.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Robinson put in work.
Yeah, he did.
3 carries, 8 yards.
Ooh, boy. Getting it done. Watch out. Watch out. That's an awful right
there. If they could get Robinson some help, they could have closed that game out.
Well, think about this. If he would have got 6 carries, He might have got 16 yards. 12 carries, 36 yards. I mean, do the math. Exponential growth.
Watch out. Exponentially sucks.
Offensive weapon. Yep.
Can he at least catch the ball?
No, I wouldn't throw it to him. I would hand it off. I would just hand it off to him. Okay, let's talk about the real team of the NFL. The Detroit Lions. They looked Super Bowl good.
I hear they're back.
They are so back. Calvin Johnson, Megatron, Stafford, Reggie
against
Bush,
the Giants.
Golden Tate. I mean, that team is stacked.
If anybody should say that was a weak team, the Giants have been weak the last couple of years.
The Lions are going to score at will this season.
As long as they play the Giants.
Yeah, I was going to say, as long as they have a team with no defense.
And that defense, the Lions defense, oh man. That defense is like a wall, like a rock wall.
That defense looks like it should be behind walls.
Oh, my gosh.
Ew. And Dominic Sue's psycho ass.
He ain't a psycho. He's just passionate.
Oh, Detroit loses this weekend.
What do you mean loses?
Going into Carolina, you're going to lose.
Oh, stop. Yeah.
And then Green Bay.
No, stop 3-0. Keep going.
Yep. And then...
Keep going.
Up, yeah, upset by the Jets.
4-0. Yep.
The Bills. I'll give you the Bills.
5-0.
Vikings.
6-0. Yeah. No, oh. But after that, the Saints, Atlanta, 7-0, Miami, 9-0, Arizona. 10-0. I'm just seeing losses.
11-0. Yeah.
New England.
12-0.
No way.
12-0. The Lions.
I don't
right.
have them.
Man,
losing.
You're gonna be flirting with like a.
I do not have them.
5-12 team.
Let's see. I don't have them losing until September 14th, 2021.
You're just gonna give some HGH to Megatron so he can stay healthy the whole time.
Detroit is back. You know it, and I know it. All right, quickly. TPS MLB update. Let's see. We're still in week one. This is hockey. This is hockey is losing to franchise. Franchise up 6-4. Pull it out, franchise. You can do it. The Idiots up 6-3-1 against Team Chuck Norris. That's in the real winner's bracket, the real playoffs, and the loser's playoffs. Mexico Monster Dogs 6-4 against the baseball
Riders.
What?
I'm winning?
Yeah, you're accidentally winning. Like,
what sorry
team
am I beating?
I'm going to take care of this in a minute, okay?
Tell me which sorry team I'm up against.
You're up against the TPSN baseball Riders, but don't worry, I got this, okay? I got this.
Wow.
I'm working some things, waiver wire, don't worry about it. I'm going to make some moves, get these categories flipped, switched around. I'll have the lead soon enough. And then Team Canada against Boy Howdy. Canada's up.
I'm still in that league.
You are in this league. You're on the bubble in this league. You are on the bubble.
I didn't know I had a team.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this league sounds fantastic.
Yeah. It is a very active league. All right. So that's,
won some games.
We'll
have
our championship matchups next week, next week's TPS NFL update. All right. Let's get into the TPS NFL scoreboard. And, let's start off with the Mexico Brownies, the defending champs. You figure defending champs, winning the Super Bowl, knows what they're doing, gonna, you know, pick a great team, except when you're the lowest scoring team in the league and you lose 62-78. What happened, Brownies? What happened?
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Just a slow start.
What do you mean slow
I start? Mean, I have the great players, they're just on my bench.
I noticed that. I was so happy when I saw that.
I mean, now I know that Mark Ingram is a beast, and Martellus Bennett's the best tight end in the league.
Wow. Well,
I didn't know that going in.
How did you not know that? I mean, come on. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, Marquise Lee, never bench your Jacksonville receivers.
Not when you got Chan Hedges.
Someone said that once. And,
thank you.
I mean, let's not panic here. I mean, Adrian Peterson, he'll bounce back. Tony Romo, you know he's going to bounce back.
No, you don't.
And, no, nobody
Jason
knows
Jackson
that.
Jackson sucks.
Nobody
I'm sorry I drafted him.
All right, what about
it's
you?
It's all good.
What about you, Team Twerk? Like, he's giving you no credit for this win, basically.
Oh, my team didn't show up either. And then having to sit out Cam Newton because of his baby rib that got injured.
Right.
Had to start the Red Rifle who only get, well, he did decent, gave me 16, but like LaShawn McCoy didn't do too much.
The Red Rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, all my running backs didn't do too much.
Mm.
I mean, I had a subpar performance from just about everybody.
But you pulled out the win. That's what matters in fantasy.
That's all you need against Romo.
Yeah, against the Brownies, that's all you need is 78.
Whoa.
Well, you only scored 62.
I got first round production out of Romo.
The facts don't lie.
Yeah.
Some people use the first round pick for 9 points out of their quarterback.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
I should have played Bell, though, from Detroit. Should have, but. Oh. And, like, Demaryius Thomas, talk about subpar performance there. I was expecting him to be like Megatron was in his game.
Well, it's time to release him.
Just drop him.
Send a message. Send him packing. Tell him you don't take subpar production. I mean, you got away with it once because you were playing the Brownies. But that kind of performance isn't going to last long in this league, especially with the Rough Riders right around the corner. I think we can all agree on that. All right, next matchup. Let's quickly go with this. TPS NFL Bums 115 over newcomer IMX Master in Caldwell We Trust 115-86. Another Detroit Lions fan. It's great to have somebody on my side. It's about time that we get some more Detroit fandom up in here. But you got to win your game, Caldwell and We Trust. 86 points, that's okay, but Bums kind of fluked out of 115. Martinez Lazy Kings 92, Straight Trash Homie 94. So Lazy Kings doesn't know what he's doing, gets an auto pick, scores a decent amount.
He's got a good team.
Lazy Kings, if you're listening to this, let's make a deal. Accept that's a fair offer.
You got several trades, cause I even have trades in there for him. He needs to pay attention.
Help me help you. Okay?
I'll talk to him. I'll counsel him.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I have Kaepernick. I hate Kaepernick. I hate San Francisco. I hate California. He loves that stuff. Help me help you. Come on. Put in a good word, Canada. Let's make this, me and you, let's make this happen. I'll talk to you and then you get to, you know, push the button, whatever. We can do this. Let's roll.
Push the button?
Push the button. Push the button. We all know that you're on his team anyway. Let's be honest. Okay.
Second owner?
Yeah. Like you're a shadow owner.
Okay.
I'll just accept that trade then, I said.
All right. Next matchup is Team Chuck Norris 95, Team Canada 80. What happened, Canada?
Oh, I thought I had this week, actually.
Did
to tell you the truth, I thought I was going to win.
Well, you did it.
Yeah. Then you woke up.
Whoops.
My running backs are terrible. I'm rolling with Bernard Pierce.
Oh, you got to
Bernard Pierce?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. Like, yeah. I'm embarrassed for you.
And Ray Rice is not even a Raven right now. So things aren't looking too good.
So wait a minute. So you have Ray Rice, which is basically out of the league. You have Wes Welker, which is concussed and suspended.
Molly. I heard that Molly stuff is fun.
And Molly, I'm sweating.
Steven Jackson.
didn't he get suspended for amphetamine use?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's not Molly.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Okay, oh, sorry, drug.
That's Adderall.
Sorry,
drug head. I better get off the Twitter.
Wow.
Oh, so, okay. Amphetamine's just Adderall? Okay.
Yeah. What Adderall is.
What else are you going to give us, fiend?
Guys, who knew Steve Smith is the new Torrey Smith? I kind of lucked out with that. They're throwing him the ball.
Steve Smith Sr.?
when
did that happen?
I don't know.
Is that just because he's old?
It has to be.
He has to be a senior citizen in the league.
How old is he?
Old. They should have just put old Smith. 36? Old man Smith.
He's a veteran. Enough My team's senior. Fine.
No, your team is in bad shape. And actually
it's
after
in horrendous shape.
After you accept Pantera's trades, then let's me and you talk. Because I can help you.
I bet you could.
I mean, I really can. I got a couple running backs and you have none. So
yeah. Yeah.
Let's do this. Like I'm
who knew Victor Cruz is going to get 2 points though?
Yeah, I did. I'm pretty
And both my running backs combined four points.
I called it.
Well, that's got Eli Manning.
Ass running backs.
Yeah, I do need help actually.
Yeah, you have the worst team in the league.
I will listen to trades. I don't have the worst team in the league.
You have the worst team in the league. You have no pieces to trade.
Well, hold on. No spoilers because the power discussions are going to be coming up shortly. So he may or may not have the worst team in the league. And if you look at the smackboard, I did call Victor Cruz is only going to get 2 points.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I need a refresh.
It's in the smackboard.
Yeah, I'll refresh.
You called it.
I called it. I'm just telling
wow.
you.
Wow.
Proof. Yeah.
What?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yep. All right. Tomatoes, 69. Galabra, 69. A tie. Basically ruining your guys' chances for the playoffs. Like, ties don't help. You both have taken yourselves out of playoff contention in week one. What happened, Tomato?
Well, what happened was I started Ben Tate. Horrible decision. Should not have drafted him in the fourth round.
Weren't we telling you he always gets hurt? We told you.
Weren't we laughing about that?
Yes.
It's okay, though, because guess what?
What?
I have three quality wide receivers that I can plug in.
Name one.
Antonio Brown.
No, all he does is kick people in the face.
Next.
Yeah, why didn't you play Antonio Brown over Emmanuel Sanders?
He doesn't get fantasy points for kicks to the face. I'll add it next year.
Okay. Here's why. I don't like Ben Roethlisberger. I think he is not a good quarterback. He annoys me. He's
and why did you draft his number one receiver?
Because it was a good value.
Okay.
Why did you draft a wife beater?
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, continue.
Do you still draft wife beaters? Do you still draft wife beaters?
If they have fantasy value, yeah.
Okay.
It's all about the value.
And it was a girlfriend anyway at the time. And this is allegedly. Anyway.
So that makes it okay?
Just allegedly. I'm just saying.
I mean, that's video footage of it.
Yeah, alleged video. That might not have been Ray Rice.
That was a mannequin, guys. Yeah. Come on.
Nobody's proven that was actually him.
So. Yeah, there's a lot of 5'8 dudes who are 215 pounds.
Let's just
pounds.
Not
there's
throw around that stuff that we, yeah. that we can't confirm, okay? Let's
We're
just
staying at a hotel under the name Ray Rice.
Can you guys just please add allegedly whenever you say that? Just please, out of respect for Ray and his wife.
Could have been Gary Coleman.
Whoa.
Did you know airplanes? You see those things that come out behind airplanes? Those are called chemtrails. I'm not saying. It could have been.
You're such a hipster. What are you talking about?
Wake up, sheeple.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Wow. Whoa. Oh, wow. So all of a sudden, Tomato goes to college and he knows everything.
We're all on notice now. Wow. You just put us all on notice.
Wake up. Everyone just okay. wake up. Are you awake?
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm still in the Matrix. Leave me alone.
So Team Chemtrails versus marriage. Tied at 69 points.
Yeah, 69.
And it was tough. Because
you yelling about Philip down here. What were you saying? Philip, come on, you incompetent sack of asshole.
Phil... Wait, what does that look like?
Sick.
I mean, what is a sack of... That's kind of weird.
It's not even plural.
Yeah, I don't... What the heck? Unbelievable. So you were losing it. Okay.
I was losing it for many reasons. I'm a Chargers fan.
Gross.
Ugh.
Gross. Yeah, step one. And I needed Phillip Rivers to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
But I needed Nick Novak to not score a field goal unless I wanted the Chargers to win. So it was this.
Oh my gosh, you were stuck in the middle. You were in fantasy hell.
I was in fantasy hell. I needed Phillip to like maybe get a few yards and then maybe Nick Novak could like, I don't know.
He could miss a kick.
Well, no, but then the Chargers lose because it was that last drive.
Oh man.
So I was between a rock and a hard place and Phillip Rivers.
And you liked it.
And
you were lucky that the Browns got zero for marriage there.
Against Pittsburgh? I think not. They got trounced.
No, they didn't. They didn't get trounced. It was tied late in the game. Roethlisberger
the
had
defense.
The comeback. The comeback kid. Making it happen. Doing what he does. Team on his back. You wouldn't know nothing about that.
Hate Ben Roethlisberger.
All right, next matchup. TPS NFL Rough Riders versus Team Beast Mode. All right, let's go into the power rankings.
Whoa, you want to talk about the scary team?
What?
Best team in the league?
Oh, actually I do. That's why I want to go into the power rankings so we can talk about them, get some facts behind us, right?
What's up with your logo?
What do you mean, what's up with my logo?
Oh, what happened to the old
if
one?
You're using the, if you're using the app, they allow you to select a logo. Little did I know it would overwrite my logo on the website. So do
they
not,
lost it?
Do not change your logo back via the app.
So did we already pass the, destroying E. Diddy again?
We are into the, power rankings.
E. Diddy, how does it feel to know that Team Beast Mode's bench would have beaten you?
What do you mean? Yeah. Would have. No, hold on. Let's go back. So, Sunday morning, getting all hyped up. It's football franchise. What are you doing? Let's play some Madden. And then I dominate him. You know what? I let my play do the talking. I let my play do, I don't play this fake football.
He gets lucky in the last minute field goal.
Real football. And it's you can check the archive. Twitch that. Check the archives. Proof is in the
Did you opt into them saving your archives? Because you know that they changed that and you actually have to ask them.
Wow.
There's no evidence.
Check the tweets. There is a screenshot on the Twitters. E. Diddy 999 dominating
Photoshop.
Franchise 254.
Obvious Photoshop.
Madden 15. I mean, franchise, you couldn't stop me. Let's be honest here. You couldn't stop me. Like, my Lions are unstoppable. Is that who I was playing as? Lions? Yeah, I was a Lions.
So when are we going to get back to fantasy football?
All right, what do you want to say about the matchup? It's kind of a fluke win for you. Let's be honest.
I left more points on my bench than you had in your whole starting lineup.
And then you woke up.
Yeah.
No. And then I counted that. That is a fact.
Money in the bank?
Money in the bank. I'm always clutch.
I do remember in the hangouts before this all kind of went down, Franchos was like, oh, I'm going to give this to you, E. Diddy. I didn't set my lineup. I remember that being said.
And then, I mean, it's true. Why would you start the Eagles D over the 49ers D?
Right? So this isn't a real win for franchise, right? Because he didn't pick his lineup.
No. If it said a 1-0, that is a win. Sorry, but I'll take it.
So, E. Diddy, my question, though, even if this isn't a quote-unquote real win for franchise, because he didn't have to try for his win,
right?
So therefore it doesn't count, I think we can still count your loss as a real loss.
Whoa. Hold on here.
This was a bad loss.
I think
you should count as two losses.
This is not on me. This is on Tony Romo, okay? He didn't throw it to Dez Bryant enough. How was I supposed to know?
Huh? It's Tony Romo. This is what happens when you draft wide receivers with bum QBs
and then,
expecting them to get passes to them. Because guess what? They can't get the ball there.
Another degree of Romo. Because Dallas is so bad, then San Francisco didn't have to throw it, and that's why Crabtree didn't get any points. This is on Tony Romo.
That's the reason Crabtree didn't get any points?
Really? Because Colin Kaepernick threw for 200 yards and got two touchdowns.
Wow.
I didn't
know that's how we were measuring this.
Huh. Two. Why didn't either of those go to Michael Crabtree? Because he's a bum.
Oh, he is not a bum. He is a legit number one.
I wouldn't even draft Crabtree, so.
Wow.
Why would you draft a wide receiver with a running back at quarterback?
Wow. You guys are not giving Crabtree enough credit.
That's a good question.
He is going to be so good this year. So good. But here's the good news about this matchup. Terrence West, diamond in the rough. Nobody saw that coming. Boom. Who drafted Ben Tate? Not me. Who drafted his backup's backup? Two thumbs pointed at this guy. Handcuff the handcuffs. Boom.
Yeah, that's smart.
So, I'm just...
So you have one good player on your team.
Well, who's that?
Terrence West.
So, I'm just warning whoever I'm playing next, watch out, because it ain't going to be pretty. I've got my loss out of my system. It felt good. It's like coughing up a little phlegm. You get it out of your system, and then you're good. You feel good. Everyone feels better around you, and then all you do is win. You Rough Rider.
Well, E. Diddy, the good news is next week you're playing your farm team, the Lazy Kings.
Ooh,
so
Yes.
Hopefully you can make some sort of trade to beat him with his own players.
Let's make that happen, Canada. Come on, me and you.
I'm not saying anything.
Let's do this. Let's do this. All right, so let's go into next week's matchup. I am taking on Lazy Kings. Hopefully he gives me a bunch of good players so that I can get back to my winning ways. Canada, you're taking on Galabra. You got this? Is this you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Back to your winning ways?
Back to my winning ways.
Back to your winning ways. Team Chuck Norris taking on Tomaters. Tomater, you tied. Let's get a win or something, okay? At least
okay. Okay, guess what? Guess who has half a game right now? The Tomaters. Guess who has no games right now?
Canada.
Rough Riders.
The Rough Riders.
Brownies.
All right. Oh, those are correct.
But just want to let you know, yeah. I am putting Team Chuck Norris on notice.
Oh, wow. Is this matchup circled?
Oh, man.
This match was circled. This match was circled even before you changed the schedule.
You mean improved the schedule before I improved it.
Before you lotteried the schedule.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, it is circled. If you check the message board, you'll see there's a little bad blood. So.
Oh, wow. I didn't know this. Wow.
I did see that.
Wow.
You're getting feisty in there.
So, I might, as the person who decides what the matchup of the week is, I might have to say, this is going to be the matchup of the week.
You don't get to decide.
I've decided it for like two seasons.
I don't think this is the matchup of the week.
No, I don't think this is the matchup of the week. Oh, hold on. Let's go through the next matchup. Straight Trash Homie 1-0 against Team Beast Mode. Is that matchup of the week? Anybody?
No.
No?
Two undefeateds?
Two undefeateds?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares?
Nobody cares.
All right. How about TPS
NFL? Is this league about who wins, or is this league about who wins with style?
This league is about the Rough Riders. Let's make that clear, okay? This league is definitely about the Rough Riders. And then a bunch
of Rough Riders are the Cinderella story of the league.
A bunch of supporting cast around the Rough Riders. Okay, how about this? TPS NFL Bums 1-0 against the worst team in the league, the Mexico Brownies. Matchup of the week?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, no, because it's going to be a beatdown.
Considering the TPS NFL Bums current logo is an image saying a subscription is required to use your photos on third-party websites. I might have to say, no, this is not the matchup of the week because both owners are obviously incompetent.
Right.
Wow. I have the same amount of wins as you.
I'm not the one who's starting Tony Romo.
That's true.
Your quarterback's not any better. Like half the league has a worse quarterback than Romo. You guys
got
still
9 points. 9 points.
9 points. You can't do nothing with 9 points. What are you going to do with 9 points except get L's?
I'll show you this week.
Wow. Is that I think he just threatened the league.
I just threatened
you. He threatened the entire league. He threatened the commissioner.
Wow. Put it on the board.
Yep. All right. Not matchup of the week. In Caldwell, we trust against Team Twerk. Matchup of the week?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
No. Yeah.
No?
No, that's the worst matchup of the week.
It's really lopsided.
What, Caldwell We Trust? 1-1? Is that what we're calling?
What do you guys call
Caldwell We Trust has zero, like, I don't know who this person is.
The Red Rocket?
IMix Master. Twitter legend.
He has Trent Richardson.
I know, that's like and giving Danny me a Woodhead. Free win. Free win for me. Okay. I get a Caldwell bye.
Dang it. I think Tomato's
yeah,
right.
He has two Chicago wide receivers.
I hate to say it. I really hate to say it, but I think Tomaters right. I think Chuck Norris versus the Tomaters is the matchup of the week.
Yeah, it's a really bad week.
Yeah, it's a bad. It's the worst week. Boring week. Hold on. Let me put it in there. Boring week. There it is. All right. So there's some matchups. Let's get into the TPS NFL power rankings, and there's some discussion because this is the first power rankings of the season. They haven't been posted yet because there's some discussion that needs to be made. Okay? So the way I see it is losing is better than tying. That's how I see it.
Why?
Well, I see it. I'm already number one. I took down the defending Super Bowl champions. I'm walking out there. Walk off home run.
Well, that's a more valid argument than losing is better than tying.
I just really think that if you lose, that you've tried to win. But if you tie, you didn't try to win or lose. And I don't think that there's a value in tying. Not in football. Not ever.
Not in this
then
league.
Why is it that a loss counts less than a tie in our league?
I'm not saying the scoring is perfect. Cause it's not. It's obviously
didn't
not.
Didn't you craft the scoring?
Yeah, you did it.
I'm just saying that we cannot give,
special?
We cannot give teams that don't try to win or lose the benefit of the doubt. Tying has no value in power ranking. Like, that's just the honest truth.
Okay.
Right? I mean, I think we can all agree on that.
Yep.
All right.
No.
Settled.
No.
Settled.
And, no.
And also, scoring a ton of points does not mean that you're good. At all. Especially in fantasy. Points have nothing to do with it. Can we all agree on that?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I agree.
It's all about points.
Agree. The points
less
don't matter.
Less points, yeah. The better.
If you can win with less points, it shows you're something.
Exactly. No, you just tie with less points.
No, if you win and you score no points, that shows how well you managed your team. Because you'd worked with nothing but made something of it. Scoring a lot of points, anybody can do that.
EDD is right. It's a lot harder to barely pass school than to pass school with flying colors.
Yeah, exactly. Why score all these points, pull out your D, and show everybody? You got to leave something to the imagination.
Right. Well, maybe. I don't know about that. Okay, so I think I'm done. I mean, we've had good discussion here. I think I'm ready to reveal the power rankings. I think it's time.
Zip.
So here we go. Here we go. Drum roll, please. Can I get a drum roll? Somebody has... There we go. Hold on. Okay, I got to click the preview button. And then once I click the preview button, then I got to click the publish. So go ahead and keep drum rolling. There we go. Hold on. I got to confirm. Got to confirm. Because I can't... All right. What happened to my drum roll? Keep it going.
Cannonball!
Keep it going. All right. So if you check your emails, then you'll be able to see the power rankings now. They are live. My message was sent successfully. And let's start from the bottom. The number 12 team in the week one power rankings, Oscalis Galabra, MMA Rich, number 12. We all agree that that's right, right?
Why does it say tough loss this week?
Oh, jeez. Come on. Lose.
Wow. That's weird. That is weird. I don't know how that happened.
Collusion.
Number 11. Number 11. Tomaters. That makes sense, right? The two teams that tied, we determined that tying has no value, so you have to be at the bottom of the power rankings. Yeah? Sounds good.
Yeah, obviously.
Number 10, Mexico Brownies.
Whoa.
What do you mean, whoa? What?
I should be 9.
Why?
At worst.
What do you mean? Why? You can't be
9. Because the team above me is not as good as me.
The TPS NFL Rough Riders scored more points than the Brownies.
I have a better bench.
The Rough Riders are a better team than
I have
Brownies.
More upside. The Rough Riders, this is their best.
Wow. Unbelievable.
I don't know how much upside you have with two Dallas players in your start.
You have more downside.
It's actually 3.
Ooh.
So, boom roasted.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about your kicker.
Wait, you just made a case for being 11 in the power ranking, Brownies. Just telling you right now. Okay.
This is the Rough Riders hitting their ceiling. All downhill from here.
Wow. Well, we'll see. How about that? Now you're on notice. Number 8, Team Twerk. I mean, I'm sorry, Twerk. I know you're 1-0. I know you'd beat the defending champions, but when the defending champions are 10th in the power rankings, you're not going to get a lot of credit.
And early in the season.
Number 7, Team Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, In Caldwell We Trust. Number 5, The Lazy Kings. Number 4.
Why are all these 0-1 teams? Ahead of an undefeated team.
They're good teams. They are very good teams.
Mm.
Martinez Lazy Kings put up 92. You can't argue against 92 points, can you?
No.
I mean, that's a lot of points.
the Lazy Kings would have beat me. They would have beat Glabra.
Yeah.
They would have beat
the Brownies.
Canada.
They would have beat the Brownies.
They would have squeaked by Canada. Come on.
My team would have
called. Well, they would have beat Team Twerk.
No, my team would have stepped up and played harder had they known they had to get it.
They were playing to their competition, right, Twerk?
Yep, always.
All right. Number 4, Team Beast Mode. Number 3, Straight Trash Homie. Number 2, Team Chuck Norris. And the week 1, number 1 power rank team, the TPS NFL Bums. I mean, I believe in these power rankings. These are good power rankings. And I'm sure if you want to move up, do something about it. Win a game. Score some points. Just don't tie. Do not tie.
Talk some trash.
Talk some junk. Yeah. Post in the threads. Call the matchup of the week.
That'll get you moved up.
Do something about it. And I'm predicting that there's going to be a big shakeup next week in the power rankings. Like, I can see a certain number 9 team moving up,
dropping quite to the 12th,
moving up quite a bit.
You mean Tony Romo?
No,
Cam Newton.
Wow.
The Red Rocket?
No, stop. Enough.
Red Rocket? What?
Andy Dalton.
The Red Rifle.
He's the Red Rifle. The Red Rocket's on a dog.
Oh, okay. So let's hit into Beastmas Spread'em Group. Week 1 is over, and currently there's co-leaders. Inky Bowser, which is yours, Nate. 10 right.
Yeah.
What is with this name? E Diddy Science. What's up with that, McClain? What's up with that E Diddy Science? What's that mean?
E Diddy Science. That's how everything in this league works. How we pick things or how we figure things out.
You mean math? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I mean, as you can see, it works.
Algorithms.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bowser and McClain are both tied with 10. Great picks this week.
Got the tiebreaker.
For now. Franchise and Born both with 9, right? Roger Goo Diddy with 8.
What?
Roger Goo Diddy.
I'm disturbed by that name.
Yeah, that sounds real gross.
Yeah, it does. With 8. JT with 7. Conseco's T-Balls. My Picks with 6. And PS3 Incoming to me. I'm as bad as Tomater with 6. Like, nobody wants that, right? Nobody wants to be as bad as Tomato.
Well, you're better than him because your name is above his.
Yeah, my name is above.
You guys are tied.
Well, no, but I'm better because I'm on top. Conseco's T-Balls is on top of Tomato.
I think that reads
on top of you all.
Yeah.
No, they're on top of my incoming PS3. Let's get them
straight. They're just resting.
So again, if you missed the group, I'm sorry, Darky. It was, you were too late, you couldn't get in, that's just too bad. But everyone who's in, make sure you make your picks, because there's Thursday games all week, and then Sunday, obviously, to Monday. What else is going on here? We have a Madden League that we started. I'm gonna dominate franchise, with my Cleveland Browns. Johnny Football's unstoppable in Madden. Like, I recommend you be Johnny Football if you're playing Madden. He is the real deal. Who else is playing in that? Butters is in that. Lil Brother's in that. Somebody else? I don't remember. I'm probably going to win the Super Bowl. I don't see how I don't.
This is on PS3, right?
No, it's PS4. What do you mean PS? Do people play PS3 anymore?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
I might soon.
No, stop. Why? Why would somebody?
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Plus we got, everyone's getting NBA 2K. McClain, everyone's getting NBA 2K.
No, they're not.
Yeah, no, everyone is. Everyone has to play those rosters. LeBron and Cleveland, everybody wants to do it.
Who's getting it?
Marriage is buying 2 copies.
Yep, Marriage is buying 2 copies. Bowser's buying franchise buying a copy. You're buying a copy.
I mean, you said you weren't getting it.
Yeah, but everyone wants those rosters. Like, LeBron on Cleveland.
I don't want those rosters.
LeBron on Cleveland. LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin. I mean, everyone wants to be them. Like.
I don't.
What? Why? Like, LeBron
on Cleveland.
Why would
you want to play as Cleveland?
He's coming home.
$50 for a new roster?
K-Love.
Let's get NBA Live.
Ooh, no, no, no.
I'd be in on that.
No.
Pause.
No. Well, hold on. Here's the real question. We should all get NHL. I heard they took all the features out.
What? Sounds great.
Yeah, like I heard they took all the features. Like everything that was ever added, they just took it all out. I don't even think they're updating rosters this year for NHL. So let's get that.
Well, that's only for the PS4 version.
Oh, the PS3 version is still good?
Yeah, that one's still good.
Oh, dang it. But people don't play the PS3. Oh, that's what I've heard. I don't know. What about, is everyone getting Destiny or has Destiny? I'm assuming everyone has Destiny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Like, wait, but I'm not getting mine until Friday, so just stop playing, okay? Everyone just stop.
I'm already legend.
No, stop! Stop! No, everyone just stop, because I don't want anybody to get too far ahead of me. Like, I don't want
to- So Will Smith's in the game?
Yeah, just, please.
You are a legend?
Please. Stop playing, so that when I get in, I can be ahead of you, okay? Deal?
You did what day is it today? Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
No deal.
Oh, come on! I can't. Okay, here, new deal. You don't have to stop playing, but you have to make a new character when I start playing, so that I can be ahead of you. Like, I don't want to have to play catch up. Deal?
Okay.
Alright.
Maybe.
That's on
time. No, I'm not doing that.
Come on! Wow. You are playing the PS3 version, right?
No.
What?
I got the PS4 one.
Oh my gosh. Apparently
So I could play it at midnight. Which midnight was 2 in the morning.
I know, right? That was a load of garbage.
Wait a minute. Was it midnight Eastern Standard Time or what?
No, it was Pacific.
Oh.
So it would have been 3 a.m. for you.
That is so terrible. You did not stay up. Please tell me you two didn't stay up.
No, I actually fell asleep. I tried to, though.
I set my alarm and woke up at 3.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I set it, too, and I didn't get up.
Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with you people? First, you're playing fantasy football, and then you're waking up at midnight, which is actually 3 a.m. to play a video game.
How do you have time to do this and be functioning adults?
Yeah, well, maybe they're not.
Yeah.
I don't get the hype for that game.
No, it is really good. Like, did you play the game?
I don't get the hype for being a functioning adult.
Yeah, that is overrated.
But well, there's no hype for that.
No. Halo for PlayStation.
It is so good. I played an hour of the beta and I was hooked. Like, it was like Mag. Like, I don't gotta play anymore. I'm in.
What class do you play?
Me?
Warlock.
No.
Yeah.
Marauder.
Is there a soldier class?
Pretty much, the Titan.
Yes, Titan. Yeah, that's me. Titan all the way. Titans.
Gross.
Titan up.
Yeah, you would.
What?
Did you really compare it to Mag?
What does that mean? Yes, I did. All right, last words. Who wants some last words? Tomato, you get some last words. Who can wrap up?
You're on notice.
For what?
Wow. Great last words. All right, more Detroit Lions. Yes.
Let's go. Let's go. We go from bottom of barrels to everybody in the world rocking Lions apparel. We the face of the city, painted silver and blue. Bet you don't want to come up out that tunnel and me and Domicus too. No, never going back to losing. Try to pass, we stop that too. So what is that, Revis Island? Take it to Houston, chop the screw. Leave it shot and screwed, but don't get it misconstrued. It's a whole team effort, nobody left some more in the locker room. Take April for example, don't get the respect you deserve, sir. Just take that shit, eat him up and come back for the third, sir. And I'm sick of hearing KBB too old for the game. Sure he has kids back home, but he still sons every quarterback in his way. Any given time, make a play, pick him up, put him back down, relay. Any given Sunday or Monday night, just see us coming out to stake our claim. They sing it, Tolik, Levy, Justin. Tolik, Levy, Justin, bet you get your belly busted, boy. Detroit's back, Detroit's back, Detroit's back, Detroit's back. Everybody yelling at Detroit's back, Detroit's back. City to city, with the heart of a lion. We go from end zone, and then from sideline to sideline. Yelling Detroit's back, Detroit's back, Detroit's back, Detroit's back. Everybody yelling at Detroit's back, Detroit's back. City to city, with the heart of a lion. We go from end zone to end zone. From 0-16 to like the top of the league, we might walk right into Dallas and be America's team. So just throw it to Kellen, so high he crossing the plains. No really, he crossing the plains. So it's halftime and we lose it. They might think that they cruising. Then we gotta get it to Nasty Nate and tie the game when they snoozing. It's a Detroit state of mind. No cliff we can't climb. No lead we can't overcome. With steps back and behind, it's offensive line. Led by Dominic the 5-1. Don't really know what this team could become. Watch him win a Super Bowl and be stunned. We too cold for the
them Chargers. Too good for Chicago. Now all we gotta do is beat the Saints. Super Bowl is our motto. Let me hear K-Smith back. K-Smith back. He running with a purpose, yelling K-Smith back. And I can't forget Hanson. He deserves it the most. Every time we need it, three in the clutch, he puts them balls to the post. Hey. Detroit's back. Detroit's back. Detroit's back. Detroit's back. Everybody yelling that Detroit's back. Detroit's back. City to city. Detroit's back. Detroit's back.